What's up, everybody? I am Biafra.
And I am Stanley.
Welcome to our podcast, Shapes of Love.
This is the show for anyone who has loved,
is in love,
will love,
or been loved.
So yeah, I think that's everyone.
I think you're right. So on our show, we're going to talk about everything love, y'all.
So have you ever wanted to have conversations about the different types of love?
When's the best time to love?
Or even how to heal a broken heart?
Well, that's exactly the kind of topics we're going to do on our show.
So get ready for some tea, y'all, on this week's episode of...
Hi, guys. We're back.
Welcome to Little Shades of Love. Little Shades of Love actions with your favorite clowns.
You keep calling me a clown, girlfriend. This is where it's going to have to stop, because that's not love. That's
that hard. Is part of my words of affirmation, Stanley. A clown in my book is the best thing that you could be. If you weren't a clown, we couldn't discuss. We could not become to. We couldn't have this if there wasn't clownery, Stanley. Just admit it. It's okay. Yep. It's not a bad thing. We're removing the negative connotation of it, you know, and we are just embracing the unique.
You know what this makes me actually think of?
What is it? What does it make you think of?
Wait, for context, I don't know if we should tell the folks, but we just chatting right now. Like, we try to, like, we just have a conversation about love. And I was the one who just wanted to see where this conversation can take us. And I already have an idea. Just bear with me.
Oh, boy. It takes the camera, y'all, for Stanley's brain to really start rolling. A true performer. Go ahead.
I have a question about pet names. I know, like, I don't know if that's, like, a thing. But like, oh no, it's definitely a thing, because I mean, you call everyone clowns, but like, I wonder how, I guess, that translates towards friendships and romantic relationships, and like, what does it mean? I don't know. Thoughts?
Are you just talking about like the different type of pet names people use? And I guess for friends, it'd be more of like nicknames than considered a pet name, possibly.
Was there a difference? A pet name is more
like pet names, yeah. It's like baby, darling, my love, my sugar, my honey.
Nicknames are like sweetie. clownette.
Clown isn't exactly a nickname. It's more of a term of endearment, honestly.
Okay. Do you have like nicknames for all your friends?
Honestly, that is the goal. That is what I strive for. And I've been slacking on that goal for a long time now. But it's actually something my father used to do. Like whenever my father would pick up the phone, he would yell a series of names and none of them would actually be this person's name. And I was like, and it took me so long to get this. I'm like, oh, you know, who is so-and-so? Who's X and X? And my mom was like, I don't know who you're talking about. And then my dad's like, oh, you know, he would say the actual name. And I was like, bro, you got nicknames for everybody, my guy? Mm-hmm. And I love that. I'm here for the nicknames, feel me?
That's very cute. You know? So do you consider the people that you have nicknames for, like, a better friend?
I mean, right now, no, not per se. It's just, like, people who have nicknames for now was just, like, probably an something that happened spur of the moment, you know, my little brain put something together and I was like, ooh, I like this. And somebody I know who wouldn't mind me saying this. For instance, like, I have a friend, I call him Neutron. And if you know, you know.
Like Jimmy Neutron.
It's sort of like, so I had come up with this because this certain friend, all the love to this clown, but a certain, you know, in my opinion, his head was big, like physically and like also figuratively, it was both. And I love this clown. And I was like, boy, like your head is too big for your own good, like in both sense, physically and figuratively. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna call you Neutron. And I loved it. It stick, you know, he'll answer it. Like that's, you know, and I say it with all the love, you feel me?
And hilarious, dang. Biafra, if you ever call me Neutron, you can just delete my number.
No, you just see, I mean, you would need a much more unique and not even unique, poignant, you know, and directed and possibly, you know. you know.
Wait, I have another question. Sorry. I'm just like, I'm women. I don't know if this makes sense though, but like, do you consider like when you call your like friends that are females, like your cis nicknames, or is that like what you just call everybody?
I wouldn't say that's a nickname. There's some people that like, that relationship is established, like, oh, my sister, my little sister, that kind of thing. Auntie. You know, aunties, like a... you know, this, so it's, I would say nicknames have to be personalized, right? So those are some terms that I have used for more than one person. So I wouldn't consider a nickname per se. Again, it's probably, you know, like, I mean, depending on relationship, but like, you know, sister is like, our relationship most likely, you know, resembles brother sister bond, that kind of thing. Or aunties, yeah. you're my elder, you know, and I got that love there, and it's almost term of endearment as well, you know. But I wouldn't consider those nicknames per se. Nickname has to be speak to your something about like you specifically.
I guess what I'm trying to get at though is I feel like this labeling of someone, whether it's auntie, sister, nickname or pet name, has some sort of like denotion, or like it has some sort of like labeling of a higher friendship or relationship, if that makes sense. Like I'm thinking about it in a Jamaican culture, and I'm not speaking for everyone's experience in the Jamaican culture before I have the Jamaicans, if there are any in the chat, come for me. But in my experience, it's like I would call an auntie like someone who is like my mom's best friend or my mom's close friend.
Like, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's like the proper definition of auntie. Like, I mean, technically not the proper, but also in like Nigerian sense, like for Nigerians, we will call essentially our parents men friends and women friends, like close friends, like uncles and aunties, so like people.
Yeah.
There's no blood ties, no blood connections. It's just, you know, and growing up can be confusing because you're like, okay, so who's actually related by blood?
Right.
Who's not?
But then again, I feel like in Jamaican culture, like I'll call someone auntie who's close, but someone who's like Miss and Mister, someone who's a little bit farther away. And I'm trying to like rationalize, like I feel like that labeling of auntie or like that labeling of sister or that labeling of whatever nickname kind of denotes like, oh, I like you so much so that I thought, oh, we're so close that we have this extra labeling. And I'm wondering if that has a play in our...
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, it's not like I'm out here calling all, you know, everybody auntie, everybody says uncle, right? And so I think you're right in the sense that it speaks to a relationship that's there, right? Like a connection that's there, like a dynamic, that is not necessarily something you share with everybody or something that exists. So you're saying, you know, you might not say auntie to the random person that you're meeting for the first time, you know, but someone who you establish a rapport with over time and you enjoy somewhat, it sounds like, and you're like, auntie.
Yeah. Lord, this recording was going so well, Biafra, and then you just had to put that.
I was trying really be in them shoes, you know, and really.
Whatever Jamaicans were listening to this has just paused, closed the app. it's a wrap. Oh my gosh! But okay. More on like nicknames, pet names. I'm wondering,
do you have any go-to pet names? Do you have any go-to pet names, Dalmo? Like in terms of romantic partnerships, are there any? Okay, let's see this. Either are there any that you prefer to use, or any that like you're like, I would never say this pet name. Like you really just like don't know why it's there, shouldn't exist.
The first one that comes to mind is Bae.
As in like, you would never use or you use?
I would never use that. Bae? Oh my gosh. It's just like, so for me, I feel like bae, babe, baby are all the same thing. It's just like what word or what letter you were taking out or replacing. And I feel like bae is just, and this is my hot take, y'all, so get ready. Bae is for the people who are lazy and just can't pronounce the extra B. That's my thing. Like, just say babe. Or just say baby.
Oh, so you're not you don't have a problem with the babe and baby. Just is the bae specifically. I thought we were grouping them all together as lazy. Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm not gonna group the whole thing together.
I know there's some people listening.
I know they will come for me. But I think, yeah, Bay. And I remember when Bay was a thing, and it was like, do you know what it stands for?
Yeah, before anyone else. I didn't realize that for the longest time. And then I was like, oh, this is, they actually try to like do something here.
With this. They didn't do anything. That's what they, it's just. So, I don't think I could ever call someone Bay. And I think as time goes on, I don't know if you agree with this. As time goes on, I think it's, I don't know if you think, and maybe I don't know if this is ageist or not, but like, do you, if you, if your grandmother called your grandfather, if they're alive, or someone who's older, baby, is that weird?
If my, you said my like grandparents, is that what you said?
Basically what I'm trying to get at, because I don't know if this is making any sense, but like, I'm wondering if there are pet names that go along with time. Like, oh, baby generational, sounds more
older.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe generational, like age, like I feel like baby and babe and stuff like that is a younger kind of thing, and like honey or like sweetie, sweetheart, or
darling.
Darling is like more older, but what do you think? I don't know.
I definitely think you're on to something, right? I definitely think there are probably some trends. I'm sure there's some of them that like really can transcend some of those generational lines, but I definitely think there is a trend of like maybe a honey or a darling of my, who, and I'm sure we, you know, we don't even know some of the terms they were really using back then, you know, like, I feel like baby is a little, I feel like that's probably a classic. Like, I feel like, yeah, younger, but I'm sure I can see, I feel like older generations probably also adopted it, even if it came after, like, this is very, I feel like that's a very mainstream, like I've seen, parent, I see my parents use it, seeing people our age use it, like, you know.
Okay, maybe I'm out here just not hearing it, maybe I don't know. That's interesting.
Like, baby, please.
It sounds like an R&B song too. Has, you know, that those lyrics together, baby please,
baby, I'll be please. In
5,000 R&B songs right now.
So any pet names that are on the like, okay, we mess with this, like this is a go-to?
I think baby is always like a good one. Babe always a good one for me. How about you?
Honestly, I feel like mine are very circumstantial, if that makes sense. Like, because I feel like I'm not a baby bay guy, you know.
Yeah. I don't think I'm either, but okay.
Those words really don't agree with me personally as conveying maybe the infection that I would want to a romantic partner. And honestly, I'm not going to say which ones I use personally. We're not going to get that spicy. But I will say I do try to be like multilingual with mine, you feel me? Like I really be spicing in some Arabic, some Igbo, you feel me?
Interesting. You know,
depending on, and it sort of depends also on, I guess, who my partner is. Like what languages they connect to, but I've enjoyed exploring sort of a wider variety of options than the English ones can present sometimes.
That's interesting. Yeah. And I wonder what different like pet names or like nicknames there are in like different cultures. Like, yeah, I can't think of anything in Jamaican culture off the top of my head right now.
Go ahead. Bless the people.
This is definitely not Jamaican, but I'm just thinking of like how the the term shoddy, am I pronouncing it right? I feel like
get out of here. Am I pronouncing it right? Yeah, I don't want to hear it. Get out of here. Like,
shoddy, and then like there's other ones. That, this isn't Jamaican, also. Let me clear. Excuse me? What do you say?
It was a song. I know you remember that classic. Shawty's like a melody in my head.
That's Justin Bieber? No. Yes.
Is it?
Wait.
No, it's not. It's not. Look, you embarrassing us. You embarrassing us.
Justin, okay, wait. Can move on. I'll Google after. But yeah, I don't think it's interesting how like there are different pet names in the cultures.
Yeah, sure. I was saying Igbo, we have like Nkem, which is like my own, you know, like you are like mine. You have I even looked up a couple. Oh, like Ifunanyam, which is like the only one, like, you are essentially, it's like my love. But if you, love in Igbo directly translates to like I see you through my eyes, so it's sort of like you are the love I see through my eyes. It's what it's trying to do. You have, let me see any other ones I've heard before. You have the like Rani Oma, which just is like my good woman, or like, you know, my woman type of thing.
Are there enough? Are there? Would you say there are equal amount of pet names for women as there are for men in Igbo?
Great question. I'm using the internet to guide some of these responses I'm giving. Well, another one I wanted to point out was some of them are like real phrases. So it's not even like, so one I'm looking at is Akwa Ugo, and I might be getting these tones wrong, guys. I'm in now Susu Igbo Kapita. I'm learning Igbo now, so bear with me. My Igbo and Igbo and Chere Biko, go easy on me. But that one is like my precious eagle egg, you know, like, and since you are rare, you are precious, you know, that's it. Another one. And I'm going to quickly look up some ones for the guys.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think. I feel like my best guess is that in maybe all cultures, there's more pet names for women.
I don't know. This mail list is looking lengthy. Oh, Obim. That's okay. Easy. That's probably for both. Obim is just like my heart. So like you see that in English. Cute. Nice little, you know, my heart, my love. You have Odugu, and those Afrobeat fans. Burna Boy song. That's Igbo word he's saying, and it's just like a great man, essentially, like a man of just importance, a man with status, a man with weights behind his name, you know. Let me see if there's any other man. They have, you know, the Azim, like my king. You have Omega, my rich man, the man with money. that's the sugar daddy pet name. Omega, flower me with that. Well, yeah, that's a handful. We're getting a little cultural lesson, y'all. Look how this says.
Right. I hope you're taking notes, because there's a pop quiz after this.
Well, yeah, there's a handful of some Igbo pet names, and in terms of endearments, I guess you could say.
You see what happens when we just go off the cuff? We have a fruitful conversation. I don't know how you feel.
We love to see it. I mean, you're not wrong, Stanley. You feel me? So boys doing their thing, you know, speaking of nicknames. Hey, y'all, we need to do a poll. We need to do a poll, because Stanley, in my opinion, just hating. Like, so boys is tough. Like, you know, that's it. You can make it S-O, and you essentially just put that U in there, you know. I feel like we got some soul in us. Stanley, I don't know about you. I feel like, you know, I'm a soulful brother, whatnot.
Wait, I thought of something. We're not the soul boys without you.
But you coming out my soul boy? We're not the soul boys without you. Hey, yo. Hey, we might have to coin it.
I'm not saying I endorse it, but it's just something I thought of. But
wow. Yeah. Really chatting.
Well, yeah, anything else?
I think that concludes. I think that concludes our little impromptu session. Okay. Well, all right, y'all. Take care. Spread love. Walk in love. And we out.
Bye, everybody. Yeah.